from CSUN 2011. This is Michael Off, and I caught up with Gil Lutz here talking to us from Sendero. Let's find out what's new from Sendero.
Well, we've just released 2.1 update for our iPhone app, which is an update, and that just went online 2 days ago, so make sure you check in and update that.
I own that product and I like it. What have you added to it?
We also are dipping our toe into the Android world, and we're doing the same type of an app on Android. That'll be available midsummer, I would guess. We've also in the process of updating the Sendero maps on the PC with a completely new virtual mode, and it has side of the street tracking. So, say you're exploring around on a map, and you walk down, you cross a street, you get to the other side, you turn right, it'll tell you now you're on the left side of the street. If you got down, say, to the corner, turn left, then it'll tell you you are on the left. You turn the corner, it'll tell you on the left. If you cross a street and head back, it'll also say you're on the left because it's going by the way you're pointing. So that's pretty exciting, and that's worth taking a look at. We have a completely new unzipping facility so that you can get the information very easily and download and unzip the maps. It puts it into the correct directory so you don't have to hunt for it or do a lot of navigation. We're working on 2011 for the Braille Note and the Sense products, and we have taken over the development of the Sense products too. So the Sense and the Braille Note products will both be released simultaneously. So, and that'll be 2011 will probably be about summer showtime.
Do we know the price yet for your Android?
We don't.
No,
we,
okay.
We don't.
No. Yeah, you got to see how much time and development's involved in that.
Yeah, agree. We just, we're working on it. We got the first alpha a week ago and actually saw it for the first time operating here at the show. So
I mean, Android seems to have better GPS support already natively there.
Right.
So what are you going to add that we can't do?
Well, most of the GPS doesn't have look-around information, which is extremely valuable for a blind or visually impaired user. And similar to the iPhone, you'll have the street that you're on, the closest POIs, the nearest intersection, that type of, and a nearest address. So that information, which really isn't available in most of the regular, in the GPS programs. Now, one thing we have done that's been a problem, we found, and this was solved in the new release, was that say you were in a heavily populated area and you were looking for a restaurant and you did a shake, you're looking for that category, it would time out. And what was happening is that it was finding so much information that it was timing out on the server and it wouldn't return any results, or the results would be way, way away. We've narrowed that way back now, so that's going to be a lot more accurate.
I'll test that. Go down to the Gaslight District with all the restaurants try that and
see
how it works.
Yeah.
Well, very good. Why don't you give the website and maybe phone number if people want to reach you?
Okay, we're www.sendero, S as in Sam, E, N as in Nancy, D-E-R-O, group.com, G-R-O-U-P.com. And the phone number toll-free is 888-757-6810.
All right, Gil Lutz with Sendero Group. Thank you, sir.
Thank you very much.
Broadcasting from CSUN 2011 for Cerro Talk, this is Michael Love.